Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, baseball fans. The game is over. Welcome to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 17 years. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
We'll hear the highlights.
And that one's hit high and deep to right. Suzuki back. Grown man home run by Rowdy Tellez. And the Brewers have the lead.
We'll hear from the manager and the players. We'll discuss the topics from the fans to the front office.
I like Tim's perspective.
History is made each and every year. And we're talking about it. 17 years of coverage after each game. Here's your host, Tim Allen.
It is a final, the game, the series, and the road trip, and the results are good. A Brewers 7-3 victory over the Marlins to take the series 2-1. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. There's Evan Heffelfinger. You do still work here, right?
You know, when they allow me access into the building,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been gone for about 13 days.
It does feel like that. It feels like I'm returning back to a job from college, basically.
Did you hit our job fair to get rehired or something? I mean, welcome back.
Yeah.
My name's Tim. It is a Brewers victory, which really, when you think about this, guys, gives you a different perspective on what this team did through this 9-game road trip into three cities. It really does. And, you know, you're not going to see it. And not too many people are going to see, you know, layers deep like we discussed yesterday. And we had the numbers for you yesterday. I mean, just for example, the Brewers pitchers with today's game in the 9 games have given up 56 runs in this 9-game road trip. 56, that's a big number. What is that, that's 6 runs a game? That's a little more than 6 runs a game? You had 11 errors? I mean, it's numbers like that that are going to get hidden, and that's okay. That's all right. It won't get hidden to guys like us. Evan, you and I and the baseball hardcores will know that they struggled through this, but the main thing is, and that is the bigger picture, the perspective of a 4-5 9-game road trip. That to me is the key here, that you ended up with the 4-5 mark. Should have been, probably based on a lot of these numbers, should have been worse. But they sort of bailed it out. And again, that may be a perspective that mark of a good team means that you can look ugly like this and still say, you know, I mean, you 4-5, it's right around 500. You didn't lose too much ground. Your record now is 22-13, one of the best records in the National League. Doesn't matter who you've been playing. You're just getting through the season, a natural grind of a baseball season. And so when you take inventory in that regard, it makes you feel a lot better about this 9-game road trip. I can promise you that I feel better about this 9-game road trip with this one victory. Losing 2-3 in Atlanta, losing 2-3 against Cincinnati, and winning 2-3 against the Marlins to get that record to 22-13. And the story of this game isn't putting up seven runs to an offense that had struggled, certainly in the first two games of the series, scoring just five runs, two on Friday, three yesterday. It wasn't Brandon Woodruff, who, you know, pitched okay. I mean, that's about all I can say about Woody in this. He did lower his ERA, gave up three runs, only one earned through the five innings of work. The real true story in this game is Aaron Ashby. And there's a guy, we threw it out there on Twitter, how would you use him? The Brewers have been using him in both out of the bullpen and in the starting rotation. They want the best of both worlds. I know where my answer's at. It's crystal clear to me. Until you need him in the rotation, go to where the need is. Where's the need on this team? The need is in that bullpen. Because on the days where you can't use Aaron Ashby, because it's not his day that he would normally throw a bullpen session to stay on target for a start. See, every other time through, they've been using Aaron Ashby as a starter. So that means when they are using him as a starter every other time, you have to be strategic as to when you use him out of the bullpen. Make sure it's right around that day he would throw a bullpen session on a starter's regimen. I know it's a little confusing, but I think I explained it the best I can right there. So that being said, this is an extended bullpen outing in which he probably would have thrown a bullpen session had he been in a five or six man rotation. But the need there is guys like JC Mejia, guys like Gustave. These guys are getting hit on, beat on a little bit. Brent Suter hasn't been stellar this year. You need one more arm in that bullpen, and you've already got him on your roster. You don't need to go down to the minors to find him. You don't need to go outside the organization to find him. It's right there in front of you. He's on your active big league roster. That would be my contention, is to use Aaron Ashby, because this is what you get out of him. Imagine, you know, getting to the point where, let's face it, Trevor Gott, Boxberger, Williams, and Hader have been really good this year. Some great, but really good, I think, collectively. That's 6th, 7th, and 8th, and 9th innings. I mean, add one more Aaron Ashby arm to that. If you need a 3-out, a 4-out session, an outing out of the bullpen, you've got him right there. And then in the meantime, if something does go sideways in your five-man rotation, you've got him here. Now, the schedule does dictate some of this. And that's where Craig Counsell, I think, is. It's sort of, we could pick this apart. It has sort of worked out for him doing it this way. There are times where it hasn't, but for the most part, it has worked for Craig Counsell with regards to Aaron Ashby. But if you look at the schedule now, you've got an off day after a three-game set against the Atlanta Braves starting tomorrow. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday's an off day. Then you start a run. And I want to say it's like 17 or 18 straight games without a day off. That's when I think they're targeting Aaron Ashby to jump back into the rotation. Okay, fair enough. If that's what you're going to do, you can stay three times through if you do the math. 18 games, you know, everyone gets three starts. But then what hurts? Where's the weakness there, potentially, is that bullpen? That's really the balancing act that Craig Counsell has going right now. How would you guys, if you guys want to jump in here, I know the Bucks are in play right now, and it's a decisive game seven, man. This is something else, but how would you guys use Aaron Ashby? 414-799-1250 as the Brewers get it done. Don't look now. Omar Narvaez is quietly hot. Came in 5 for his last 14. And what did he go today? 2 for 5? So that's 7 for his last 19. So he's getting on track. Rowdy Tellez needed this game. He really did. Willy Adames. Now, the blemish here today, Willy Adames with a sprained ankle. I guess he'll get it checked out once they get back to Milwaukee tonight or tomorrow. They're listing that as day-to-day. Does that mean Keston Hiura gets a call-up? I think it does. I do. If there's anything in terms of an IL or whatever it might be. McCutchen looks like he's going to be activated at some point in the Atlanta series. I think I listened to Craig Counsell prior to the game. I think he's playing a little coy. This is just my guess. I think McCutchen's activated tomorrow. Brent Suter is back tomorrow. Gustave is hurt, so I want to. Did they add him? Evan, you might want to verify this. Did they add him to the IL, or did they just send him down?
Gustave?
Yeah, yeah. Let's check and see if that was an IL stint for Gustave, because they went without the roster move today, just assuming that they could get by today, and they did, and it worked out just flawlessly. The other good news today is that you didn't use Boxberger, Williams, Hader, Trevor Gott, because you've got a tough series against the Atlanta Braves. This time it's in Milwaukee, and I'm really looking forward to this three-game set. So you've got some good news on the roster front, maybe some questionable news on the Willy Adames injury, and we'll see. Just cross your fingers on that. He's a vital part of this, although hasn't been swinging the bat the best here as of late. But you know, they need Willy Adames. But Ashby, the story of the game today, four scoreless, no hits, no runs, no walks, and eight strikeouts. That's just crazy good. This kid, as I've stated before, not only going to be an elite pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, I think he's going to be an elite pitcher in baseball, all of baseball. Command of the fastball is a key for him, but the slider, the sinker, the velocity is all there for him. And you saw it in full display today.
Tim, on Seven. Gustave real quick.
Yeah.
Last night, Council said he'll head to the injury list with a right hamstring injury, but okay. The team still hasn't made it official, so not sure okay. What the corresponding move will be.
I think it's just going to be activating Suter tomorrow for that move.
Most likely, yeah.
Well, then they've got the McCutchen move to make if they're going to activate him. I would suspect a J.C. Mejia or someone like that maybe. Makes the change, or it's Brasso back down. Now, again, the outlier here is Keston Hiura. Who do you feel better at this point? Who do you feel better with at this point on the active roster, a Keston Hiura or a Mike Brasso? And it's interesting because you can say, finally, that Keston Hiura is a little bit on the versatile side. Because you know they like their flexibility. But he can play first, second, and if you had to, an outfield spot. In a given situation, if a game goes sideways. Or do you like Brasso, who came in with not a horrible batting average, and his versatility? They seem to like Brasso quite a bit, guys. I mean, some of these things get remedied themselves through injuries and whatnot, but we'll see. There might be some flexibility here. Three games to get through against Atlanta. Then you do have the off day. So you've got some, certainly with the bullpen, you've got some wiggle room here. Fresh arms in that pen. You're all ready to go. If they activate McCutchen tomorrow and Willy Adames' injury is fine, good to go, you might be at full strength. Essentially full strength at home against the Atlanta Braves. Cannot wait for that. 799-1250, Aaron Ashby. Topic of conversation here as Beer Count Kenny. Not as nice of a day as yesterday, but not bad. Crack one open.
Hang on, Timmy. Ready? Ah, that's
love
a
it.
Winning crack open right there, buddy.
Yes, it is.
And it don't get much better than that. You know, bright blue skies to start the day. The sun's back out. You know, Brewers win. And the way they won today is really uplifting coming into the next two series. Why? What did your leadoff guy do today? Oh, yeah, that's right. He got on five times.
Yeah, his. You know what his on-base percentage was today? 1,000 in his 1,000th game.
Yeah, I mean, Wong was obviously a great pickup. So when you mix him in with the rest of the veterans that they got on this team, along with the younger guys, like I said, when you start bringing this cohesiveness together as they're doing offensively, it's going to get better and better and better. But Ashby today coming in to take over, you know, for Woody was fabulous because let's face it, you know,
it was a two-run game at the time.
Exactly. And Woody, you know, he struggled a little bit today. He did better, but he just you know what? I think he tries to overpower the hitters with that fastball as opposed to just continuing to throw his slider and his changeup and then periodically mix in his fastball. He'd be a much better pitcher that way, in my opinion. However, the guy is just a bull. So he's going to continue to press forward like he does. The guy, you know, the pitching staff as a whole, I think, will continue to get better. You know,
they are slumping.
Your starters are going to get better. And remember, last night, 34 games. Today, 35 games, okay? They're in first place by two. Maybe they'll go up three games. But as the team continues to play together, and what you're seeing, Tim, is you can see it when you see the guys in the dugout. You can see the continuity that's coming together. The bullpen, yes, is going to be crucial. But like I said last night, what you're going to start seeing is Stearns, I'm sure he's doing things behind the scenes right now to better this team. And when you asked about Brasso or Kestenhira, we've seen the Kestenhira thing, right? He's shown some signs of really good hitting in the past, but he's a poor fielder.
Oh, for sure,
Where Brasso gives you, although today he had a miscue on a throwing error and then he didn't get the glove down on another one, but he's been pretty solid. So if I had to guess, I don't know that they're going to bring Kestenhira up. I think they're going to continue to give Brasso an opportunity here to better himself in this lineup and with this team as a role player. But here's the key now. Now you got your shortstop, and don't be a bit surprised, folks, if he's not out for the whole week. Those types of injuries, when you roll your ankle, and I've done this, those are those nagging nonsense ones that you just don't feel good. It takes you about a good 2 weeks before you start to feel better.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's not a high ankle sprain.
Well, and that's just it. So you got Urias, who can play short, but you've already got your infield pretty much so solidified with Rowdy and Wong on the right side. It's just a matter of who's going to play third base. So is it going to be Brasso or Peterson?
Yep.
And I think that's more or less, you know, what Urias now going to short during Adames' stint that, and I do believe he'll probably end up, I know they say day-to-day, but let's face it, if you've seen the injury, I've seen the injury, I think that's going to be a full week off this week to let him heal, even though Adames has been hot with the bat, and you hate to have that out of the lineup.
And one of your leaders, too. One of your leaders in that dugout, in that clubhouse.
Yeah, not only is he a leader, but he's a spark plug. Now, he can still be that on the bench, but it is something that you want on the field, right? Yeah. So you want it with the glove and the bat. But getting McCutchen back and, you know, the outfield that they have, they're solid. I mean, this team is solid. They're going to be very tough to beat as we start getting into the warmer days of summer. They're going to get better and better. And I still stand by what I said. 100-plus wins for this team, Tim, is not out of the realm. I don't care what the so-called experts say.
It's not based on the 22-13 mark, Kenny. It's not out of the realm. All right, dude, enjoy the rest of your weekend, man.
You know
it.
I always do, Tim. And like I said, one of these days soon, guess who's going to be cracking beers with me? Oh, yeah, the guy with the 17-year post-game show. We're going to be having a few, aren't we, Timmy?
Deal. All right, take it easy. 799-1250, as we are live here in the Lakeland University Studios, the leader in online education. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Brewers do get the victory, but how would you, as we're seeing the Bucks, let's get a Bucks update here from Evan. What's going on?
Oh, man. There are a lot of things that I could say right now. I'm trying to hold back my anger because there's a lot of really annoying things happening right now. Bucks are down 76-64 with less than a minute left in the third. The offense has become stagnant. Giannis is the only player doing anything. No role players have been stepping up. Now the refs are getting involved too. It's just, this is atrocious. The Bucks should not have been in this position. It's so annoying. If Chris Middleton was playing in this series, the Bucks would win in five. I have no doubt in my mind.
That's why Friday night was, that was key. You had it. You had a clinch game at home. You got to win that game. And that just didn't happen. 799-1250. The Brewers did win today. 7-3 the final, and Aaron Aspie goes four innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, eight strikeouts. How do you use him moving forward? Todd in Watertown. What's going on, Todd?
Hey, howdy, boys. Yeah, with the Aspie situation, I go back to the, I go back to the five-day rotation, and I'd use him kind of like we did with Suter a couple years ago, or even last year. You know, when a guy falls apart in the fourth or the third, God forbid, you know, he's a bona fide starter. Use him for the four innings, you know, and take it that way. And I think, who's, I don't know, a guy called the other night and said something about going back to the, maybe it was that dude down in Kenosha when him and I were both your, whatever you call it, your something manager, whatever. We both had two questions for you. But anyway, yeah, I think he was right, and some of it kind of falls on the manager. But I would go back to the 5 day and use Aspie in that situation. And as far as you know the Hira deal, I would take Brasso over Hira, and maybe I don't know. I don't have much faith in Kesson. And Timmy, I know you like him. Everybody kind of likes the kid, but you know maybe get him up, get his batting average up. And then maybe use him as trade bait and let him go and get that middle reliever like we need. I know he probably don't agree, but I don't know. I'm kind of losing faith in the kid, unfortunately.
It's possible. All right, Todd, enjoy the rest of your weekend, man, despite what's going on in the Bucks game. 799-1250. I know how I would use Aaron Aspie, and it wouldn't be long relief. And that's what Todd was talking about. It would not be long relief. Because you got to remember, long relievers, they don't get to pitch all that much. This dude would be a bona fide tight game reliever. You want to pay your dues? You want to earn big league stripes? Get in there in a tie game in the eighth inning against the Atlanta Braves or the LA Dodgers. Let's go there. Because that's the stuff he has. And that's the need you have. Despite having got Box, Williams, Hader, you could always use a lights-out bullpen arm and a left-hander on top of it. You could really piecemeal some innings, you know, dripping over into the next inning with this three-batter rule. You got to be creative that way. Between Gott and Aspie, you could really be creative. And really in a tight, big game, you know, you could go from the fifth through the ninth with each one of them taking one inning in any order at the start. But, you know, Gott, Aspie, Box, Williams, Hader. I would use him as a bona fide reliever. Josh Hader, anyone? A multiple inning reliever? A shutdown guy? Just something to think about. Brewer Mike, before the break, I'll get you in here so you don't have to sit around our regular Sunday call as you're on your way to make the call. But what's going on, Mike?
Hey, I think Aspie just kind of showcased for trade bait today, buddy.
I think he's going to be one of the more elite pitchers in the game, Mike. I'm that high on this kid.
I don't know. You know, we talked about it last week, Timmy, and you know, you package him and Keston Hira, and you get a reliever, and maybe I don't know.
Package him and Keston Hira. You should be able to write your return on that. My goodness, that would net you a good chunk of talent for sure. But they're not thinking that way.
Yeah, but how about getting how happy is Aguilar at in Florida? I'd love to get him back.
Yeah, good to see we got Jake Faria in that deal.
Yeah, that was a good move. That was a real good move. But no, all seriousness, Tim, you know, our pitching right now is our strong point, and that I agree we need a reliever, but you know, we're only what 33 34 games, whatever. So we're about, you know, 30% in. This I can't think of his name right now. I just got distracted, if you know what I mean. Beck, I want to say, the reliever, is that his
name? For who? Trevor Gott?
Gott, yeah, I'm sorry. I got distracted, Timmy. I'm kind of being distracted right now by females. Anyway, he looks pretty good. I mean, he could be the setup guy in the seventh inning. No.
He is. He has been. He's a sixth, seventh inning guy. No, Trevor Gott has had an amazing year thus far. He's been a really nice find.
See, in Boxburg, I'm not all in on him. He makes me nervous. He's like, and same with the Gustave. I'm not high on those guys.
That's why they need a guy like Aspie. He's already on the team. Unfortunately, I think Craig Counsell, they have this thing, and it's not uncommon around baseball right now, Mike. It's not. Some folks are going with a 6-man rotation. I personally wouldn't do it. Serves two needs. It lets a strong 5-man rotation get into a rhythm, and it fills the need in the bullpen with an arm like Aaron Aspie. That's where I would.
Real quick. Hey, you guys could do a remote here after a post-game show out here at Kunkel. We've got plenty of room here. There's beer here. Okay. Something to think about, buddy.
Deal. All right. I got to go, Mike. Have a good call.
All right. You take care, buddy. Bye.
All right, man. 799-1250. We got a break. We're late for a break. We'll get a Bucks update after the break. The Brewers get the victory to not only win the series, but sort of survive a really ugly collective 9-game road trip with a 4-5 mark, 22-13 through the first 35 games of the 2022 championship season. You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street after a Brewers 7-3 win.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
Brewers get a big win today, and I did say a big win down in Miami. I did say a big win on May 15th. It is a big win. They take the series, and they really bail out on a road trip that didn't look good. They come back 4-5 in a 3-city, 9-game road trip. And for all that's happened, it just seems like a blink of an eye since this road trip was in Atlanta a week ago Friday. It just seems like it's just flying by. And it did fly by a little bit. And there were some bumps on that flight, for sure. But they do bail out. Despite not playing great baseball, they do bail out with a 4-5 mark. And Council's got to be pleased about that. You see, Woody started to get things back together a little bit here. He ended up going 5 innings, allowing 3 runs, but only one of those earned. Gets that ERA back down to where he can start getting to respectability here. It's still not great at 5-3, but it started out almost a flat 6 through his starts thus far this year. So some good things happened here toward the end, and that is, you know, the Burns start this victory to take the series and to get a 4-5 mark. We'll check out some of the numbers in this game as the Bucks. It doesn't look good. It does not look good at all. But let's hear from manager Craig Counsell after the Brewers' big win.
I mean, I thought Woody just competed really well today. You know, some things didn't go his way. And it could have been a game that was, you know, frustrating, and you know, you let that affect you, and he didn't let it affect him. He just kept going out there and making pitches. and it just kept us in the game and kept us hanging around until the offense did a really nice job.
With Billy, I mean, it looked like he tried to go out there and play through it. What was it just?
Yeah, so it's his left ankle. I don't know, you guys might have been told right ankle, but left ankle. Yeah, it was a little, I mean, it was, you know, usually you kind of turn it in on an ankle sprain. It kind of went the other way. So, you know, he's walking around a little gingerly right now. X-rays are negative. It's just kind of day to day.
Colton, this was his 1,000th game, and he really showed up.
Yeah, he had a great game. I mean, I think, you know, you score 7 runs, and it's not a coincidence that your leadoff guy's on base a lot. He had a wonderful game and really set the tone today.
Did you feel like you were having some good swings early against Hernandez that kind of led into that big fifth inning?
Yeah, I mean, we were swinging it fine. Just had some good at-bats, and, you know, kind of as we went through that lineup again, got a little bit more comfortable against him, and got him out of the game, and then and did a nice job against the bullpen as well.
Striking out their top 3 hitters, 10 of them, I think, went down in strikes. How effective was that?
Well, Aaron Ashby was incredible today. He was brilliant. I mean, I think he's no hit, right? 4 innings, no hits. Retired 12 in a row, except for the strikeout call. But he was just outstanding. I mean, his slider was – he's throwing strikes, and his slider was unhittable. It felt like the way he's just had so much depth to it and so hard.
Do you think that was as sharp a command as he's had of the slider this season?
Of the slider, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he got ahead a lot, and he got more locked in as he was out there.
What explanation did they give you on the strikeout? What was it?
Yeah, it's a rule. I mean, yeah. If the ball gets lodged, it's a dead ball. It's just a, you know, there's logic to it when it's like a batted ball, a thrown ball, when it's a pitch strike 3. You know, it's a little harder to find reason why it's a rule.
Just overall to close out the trip with a series win is a little bit of an uneven trip.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't, you know, it was uneven. That's a good way to say it. But it was a nice way to finish it and a good way to finish it. We've got 2 more trips like this. And that third city is, you know, you're kind of grinding through that third city always. But we came out and did a nice job today and pitched really well and did enough with the bats. So it's a very good way to end it for sure.
As a whole, what did you think of the pitching on the road trip, kind of that uneven up and down?
Yeah, I mean, I thought just everything was, I mean, you could describe, I think, our entire trip, every phase of the game was a little uneven.
Outside of, obviously, his ability to get on base and get hits, what does Colton bring to the team?
Yeah, I mean, he's a really good defender, left-handed bat, he handles left-handed pitching well. So there's a little bit of everything in there, and there's stolen base in there, there's home run in there, there can be on base, and he got off to a little bit of a slow start this year, but I think that he had a really good road trip and is feeling really good at the plate, as we can see.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. What play got you the most excited from today's game? Did it get you up off the couch? It's time for the Call of the Game, presented by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network, now featuring home grill kits to go. Visit them at 5oclocksteakhouse.com.
Best news right there from Craig Counsell, negative on the x-rays to Willy Adames in that left ankle. Yeah, the reports were the right ankle. It was the left. And that's good, day to day, although walking a little ginger-like, he doesn't have to walk too far. Just get on the flight back and think about Atlanta at home here. Call of the game, in this case, calls of the game. As always, brought to you by 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network, now featuring home grill kits to go. Visit them at 5oclocksteakhouse.com. And this just in, Evan. This Thursday, on the off day, we've been wondering about the home grill kits from 5 O'Clock Steakhouse.
Okay.
one is being delivered to my house. So we're going to find out. I'll find out exactly what that is, and hopefully the weather will cooperate, and a couple of beers and a home grill kit from 5 O'Clock Steakhouse is going to do the trick for me. Let's check out the highlights on Bally Sports Wisconsin. First inning, Brewers hit the pay window again in Miami. Third consecutive game that the Brewers took the lead. Wong with a walk after a fielder's choice erased him. Willie Adames at first. And an error put runners at the corners with just that one out for Luis Urias.
And a swing and a fly ball hit into center. Sanchez coming on. He will make the catch. Adames is coming home. He challenges Sanchez. The throw not in time. It's a sacrifice fly for Luis Urias. But more importantly, Willie Adames is down for the moment.
And that turns out to be, as we just discussed, a left ankle sprain. X-rays are negative. He is listed as day-to-day. One zip. Third consecutive game, all three games in the series, one zip into the bottom of the first inning. Woody, a 1-2-3 bottom, he did strike out the side. Sanchez, a good battle by Aguilar to the second batter, and Soler. But a lot of pitches thrown, upwards of 20 in that first inning. Tyrone Taylor hit by a pitch in the second inning, nothing doing for the crew into the bottom half. And Woody and the Brewers in trouble in the bottom of that second inning. Adames, who had hurt his ankle while scoring, he did play the bottom of the first, but was out for the bottom of the second inning. Luis moves the short. Brasso in at third base. And wouldn't you know it, I mean, this is baseball. Inexplicably, the world of baseball, you just get inserted defensively, and the ball tends to find you. It's like it's planned. An error by Brasso leading off the inning. Then the ball finds him again. This time he can't pick it. It's listed as a double right by his glove. Second, third, nobody out. The defense steps up at this point. Shallow fly ball to right field. And Avi Garcia, who reached on error, he's at third base. He's not going to attempt anything against Hunter Renfroe. That's not happening. Then a foul pop-up. Jace Peterson makes a great play in front of the dugout. Then a walk to load the bases with those two outs for Peyton Henry. And a two-strike, two-out, two-run base hit. Wow. That scored two to give the Brewers a 2-1 deficit at that point. He finally got a strikeout to end that inning, but it was a little bit on the ugly side. Two hits, two runs, a walk, an error, some additional sloppy play within that inning. Woody was up to almost 50 pitches through the two innings of work into the third inning. Brewers trying to answer a leadoff walk in that top half by Colton Wong, one of three that he drew. He stole second on a Brasso strikeout. Yelich then rolls over to the right side, a little on the harder side than a rollover. Wong goes to third, deep fly ball by Urias, ends the inning into the bottom of the third. You got to hold it right there. Marlins pad the lead. Didn't happen. A one-out solo shot from Jorge Soler. That dude's trying to hit a home run just every time he swings the baseball bat. It's crazy to watch. Omar, a 9-pitch double in the fourth. It leads to nothing for the crew. 3-1, Brewers down. Woody muscles his way through that fourth inning, did allow a double, did walk a man, but a big strikeout to end the inning when he was down 3-0 in the count to Sanchez. 81 pitches through the four innings for Brandon Woodruff and a 3-1 Marlins lead into the fifth inning. Brewers bounce Hernandez in the top of the fifth inning. Leading off, it was the 9-place hitter, Jace Peterson.
Peterson gets into this one, a deep right center. It is back and gone. Jace Peterson, his second home run of this road trip. Just a one-run game, and a Brewers fan comes away with a souvenir.
Okay, we'll take that 3-2. The next hitter. Colton Wong, in your 1,000th game in your career, well, have a day.
This one hit in the air, deep right center. Back at the track, and the Brewers have gone back to back. tie game.
And back to even at 3-3. Wow. Brasso then with a ground ball to short. That's thrown away. Do they take advantage of the error there? Two in with a man on. Yelich works a walk, and that's it for Hernandez. They send him to the showers. Luis Urias, the next in line against the new pitcher, a fly ball to center, which did move Brasso over to third base. Two in, runners at the corners with the one out for Rowdy Tellez.
And first pitch, line drive, base hit to left for Rowdy Tellez. The Brewers have the lead. Throw goes behind Yelich at second. He's back in plenty of time. 4-3 Milwaukee.
Well, just such a good approach by Rowdy that time. Not trying to pull it.
RBI base hit for Rowdy Tellez gave the Brewers a 4-3 lead. Renfro with a fly out, and it brought up Omar Narvaez with the two outs and two on, and Omar comes through.
And a fastball ripped into right field, a base hit. Yelich is coming around third. The throw goes to third base. The Brewers add one more on the RBI knock from Narvaez.
Another base hit for the Brewers on an early count pitch.
They bat nine in that fifth inning. They scored four times on four hits, a walk. There was an error and a 5-3 lead into the bottom of the fifth inning. Come on, Woody. Have a shutdown inning. Get through that fifth inning. You'll qualify for the victory if the Brewers hang on. He gave up an infield single, but no runs, and qualified for the win, getting through five. 5-3 into the sixth inning. A couple of base runners for the crew. Walks by Yelly and Wong. Boy, Wong just keeps keeping on in this game. 5-3 into the bottom half of the sixth. And in enters Aaron Ashby. 1-2-3 in the sixth. A pair of strikeouts into the seventh inning. Get used to that, by the way. Brewers tack on a run in the seventh inning. Leading off the frame, it's Rowdy Tellez.
And that one's driven straight away center field. Sanchez back at the track. Tellez has gone deep. 6-3 Brewers on Rowdy Tellez, eighth home run of the year.
Yeah, Rowdy finally saying catch that one.
Yeah, and they take a three-run lead into the bottom of the seventh. I said, get used to that from Aaron Ashby. Three up, three down again, bottom of the seventh, and again, a couple of strikeouts. Six up, six down, through two, four Ks, into the eighth inning. Brewers a 6-3 lead, and you're wondering at that point, well, do you go to Williams? Do you go to Hader? I mean, let's find out, because the Brewers tack on another in the eighth inning. Wong had a base hit. He was, to that point, 2-for-2 with three walks. He steals second base, and Brasso then with a base hit. Yelich then with a strikeout, but Luis Urias comes through.
And a line drive towards center, down base hit. Colton Wong's going to be waved around third. Here comes the throw home. It's high, safe at the plate is Wong. And now the Brewers are hung up in the base paths. Out at first base is Luis Urias. Wong scored to make it 7-3. Both managers are wanting to hold up play. Don Mattingly wants to check the play at the plate. Craig Counsell wants to check the play at first. Which one's it going to be?
Who's it going to be first?
Yeah, well, end result, a 7-3 Brewers lead. And at that point, a four-run cushion. You might as well just stay with Ashby there. He's dealing. Three strikeouts in a scoreless bottom of the eighth inning for Ashby. Wow. I mean, no hits, no walks, no runs, no nothing but seven strikeouts through the three into the ninth. And Ashby finishes up that outing with another punch out in the ninth inning. Ends up with eight strikeouts on the performance and a Brewers win. Let's check out the rest of the numbers going inside the box.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. It's time to dive inside the box score for today's game on 1250 AM The Fan. Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Great food, awesome fish fries, plenty of TVs to watch the games, and always a friendly vibe.
All right, so he plays in his career game 1,000. That's Colton Wong, and his on-base percentage in five plate appearances is 1,000. As Colton Wong in this game went 2-for-2 with an RBI, two runs scored, and three walks. Wow. Willie Adames in the one at-bat, 0-for-1 with a run scored. Mike Brasso, 1-for-4 with a run scored. Christian Yelich goes 0-for-3 with a pair of walks and a run scored. Luis Urias, 1-for-4, 2 knocked in. Rowdy Tellez, nice day, 2-for-4, 2 knocked in. Also drew a walk and scored a run. Hunter Renfro, wow, 0-for-5. You didn't need that, Hunter Renfro. Omar Narvaez, a nice game, 2-for-5 with an RBI. Tyrone Taylor goes 0-for-3. He was also hit by a pitch. Jace Peterson, 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Pitching lines today. Woody muscles through five innings, allows five hits, three runs, just one of those earned. A pair of walks and six strikeouts through 94 pitches. ERA drops to 5.35. Aaron Ashby, check this out. Four innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, eight strikeouts. Wow. Brewers get seven runs on nine hits with one error. The Marlins just three runs on five hits with two errors. The win goes to Brandon Woodruff. He goes now to 4-2. The loss to Hernandez. He goes to 2-3. And the save number one to Ashby on the year, his second in his career. Brewers with the victory go to 22-13 through 35 games here in the 2022 championship season. It is the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Wrapping up the series, wrapping up the road trip, and wrapping up this game. A 7-3 Brewers win.
You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek on 1250 AM The Fan. Time to head into the clubhouse and hear from the pros.
Welcome back. It is a Brewers 7-3 victory to take Game 3 of this three-game set. And really, more importantly than the win itself for the series victory, it is a 4-5 road trip to what was really a bumpy ride between Atlanta, Cincinnati. You know, you went 2-4 in those games, and then you split the first two of this series. And you ended up, you know, getting this victory to take the series and to get it to 4-5. And that, to me, you know, was the important thing. You just haven't been playing great baseball. And I could bear that out with some numbers here. 11 errors in the nine games. You've given up 56 runs total in the nine-game road trip. Now that, you know, that's not going to happen very often with this pitching staff. And that includes the bullpen. I mean, it was 47 in the last seven games coming into today, runs allowed. And some are unearned. I get that. You're going to have 11 errors. You know, throughout that, you're going to have some unearned runs. But my goodness, to end up through all of that, 56 runs allowed, 11 errors, and you end up going 4-5. You know, most times you give up 56 runs in a nine-game span, you're going to be lucky. And, well, I don't know if you call it luck or not, but you have a four-win total versus the five losses here, and that's right around 500. You took a chunk out of this schedule when you're not playing well, and you're not playing well on the road. You just bit a big bite out of this schedule here in the month of May. And I've noticed that they are playing a lot of road games here early on in the season. And to take a look at the schedule, you know, toward the end of the year, I mean, just go way to the end of the season, I think you have some 21 games out of your last 26 or 27 that are at home. That's a good sign also. So you're challenged here with the schedule being a lot of road games in the early portion of this campaign. So you did what you can do. And that's the mark of a really good team when you're not playing well and you end up getting your fair share of victories. And that's what the Brewers have been doing. I don't think anybody in that clubhouse is going to tell you that this team is playing great through 35 games. We're almost at the quarter turn here. Now, we're this homestand. By the end of this homestand, we'll be at that quarter turn. And I don't think any of those guys would say that they're playing great baseball, certainly inconsistent. And you heard Craig Counsell tonight talk about it being an uneven road trip because it was a little bit of a roller coaster ride. You get glimpses here and there of the offense, and then it'd go away for a while. You only had 5 runs the last 2 games in this series. I should say the first 2 games in this series. You know, 5 total runs. You know, you got 7 today in the game, so they'll take that, certainly. We're going to hear from Colton Wong here. And really, just before we get to Wong, the real big story today is Aaron Ashby. 4 scoreless, no runs, no hits, no walks, and 8 punch-outs in 4 scoreless innings. And it does get a little tricky when you're talking about Aaron Ashby and his usage. I disagree with how they're using Ashby. And you could make some arguments that it is working. But who's it working for? I don't know if you attribute Woody's rough start, maybe a Hauser, a rough start or two, some inconsistency there with Freddie Peralta. Do you attribute that to just circumstance in a season that, you know, they have just rough patches? Or do you say, hey, man, you took me out of my role here. I'm used to every 5 games. I'm 4 days rest. I pitch a bullpen on a certain day. You know, every other time through, it's been Aaron Ashby in a 6-man rotation. So now it's 5 days of rest. When do I do my bullpen? Is there an off day in there? You know, you have some of these pitchers that are pitching literally once every 7 calendar days. So is it having an impact more on Ashby, I would say, than the rest of the guys? I would use him out of the pen, guys. And we threw that out there on Twitter. How would you use Aaron Ashby? Out of the bullpen, as a starter, or both? Evan, how is that turning out on that poll before we get to Colton Wong? Because I know, I'll just tell you how I'd use him. He'd be a bullpen arm. It'd be whatever I need him for. I need him for 2 outs, fine. If I need him for 4 outs or 7 outs when the bullpen is overworked, fine. Well, remember Josh Hader?
Incredible. Right now, Twitter is with you. 53% of people say that they would use him out of the bullpen. 32% say a mixture of both, which is kind of what he is right now. Only 15% say they want him as a starter and a starter only.
2 reasons. It doesn't affect the 5 starters that are really, really good, by the way. That's not breaking news. They're really good. Number 2, you need a bullpen arm right now. You could use a lights-out bullpen arm. You could use a Hunter Strickland-type guy right now. So it serves 2 needs in my book. Does it help Aaron Ashby and his maturation throughout his career? For sure it does. Absolutely it does. I mean, the kid is just... He's going to be just a really good pitcher for the Brewers, and he's going to be an elite pitcher in baseball. I am convinced of that. I mean, if he's having outings like this at 24 years old, come on, guys. You see 97, 98, 99, an absolute wicked slider. And so you do have some hope with Aaron Ashby. But, you know, again, it was okay for Burns and Woody to have to earn their way into the rotation. But apparently this kid gets a little nod. And, you know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope this guy never looks back. He's into the rotation. Most times this sort of thing works itself out. And maybe there's an injury. Maybe there's a trade. Maybe there's just lack of, a rough year in there with one of your 5. And then you got to make a move at the bottom. Happens all the time. All the time. All right, Colton Wong played in game number 1,000 of his career. And his on-base percentage in 5 plate appearances, a perfect 1,000. Homered, singled, 3 walks. Had a really, really good game 1,000. Here's what he had to say after the win.
Colton, a milestone game for you. Career game 1,000. Just first off the bat, what does that number mean to you?
Oh, I mean, just super humbling. You know, obviously, if you asked me if I expected this, you know, if I said yes, I'd be lying. you know, to get 1,000 games under my belt from where I came from and, you know, the ability to be in this situation, it's just super humbling. I'm super thankful and just very blessed.
Getting emotional right now, Colton, reflecting on that. And you delivered with a monster day at the plate. Didn't record an out on base five times, the home run, the single as well. Drew three walks. Just how well were you seeing the ball today?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a good day for me. Obviously, I came in with a little more, you know, excitement today, knowing what today was. But just try to get on and get it going for the guys. We've been kind of grinding, you know, these past couple series. So good to get a series win back on our side and ready to go home.
Brandon Woodruff, five really solid innings from him, but Aaron Ashby, seven strikeouts for him to close out the game with four innings, especially the off-speed stuff. How does that stand out to you?
It's incredible. I mean, obviously, tip your hat to Wu. You know, he's been going through the grind just like the rest of us, trying to figure out his thing, and five solid innings, you know, it's a good start for him. Ashby, you're seeing, you know, kind of a star in the making. You know, a guy who's starting to understand how to pitch, how to use his stuff. I mean, when you have that much movement, it's pretty hard to pitch, but he's starting to figure it out. It's fun to be behind him.
It's been an up-and-down road trip, but to close out with a win today, a series win, good sign for you guys to head home.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, obviously, you know, we didn't want to have the road trip we had, but, you know, to finish off this way was huge for us, and we just want to take in, you know, this same road trip, you know, same mentality, and bring it on home.
There he is with Sophia Minert, Colton Wong on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Brewers finally end this nine-game road trip, and they're headed back to Milwaukee for a six-gamer. It'll be three against the Braves, three against the Nats, and I'll take a sneak peek at the pitching matchups for tomorrow. This is going to be an interesting series. We'll talk after the break, but this is a series I'm looking forward to. Another matchup against the world champs, only this time it's here in Milwaukee. The Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek after a Brewers 7-3 win.
You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek on The Fan. Time to check Tim Allen's news and notes. Yeah, we know they're infamous, somewhat overrated, and, well, quite frankly, sometimes just plain old dumb. But he continues to read them. Okay, Tim, have at it, if you need to.
Final couple of minutes here. Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Brewers get the win. So, you know, talk about news and notes. The three Milwaukee teams here, two of the three won. Brewers get a 7-3 victory. The Admirals win a game to clinch a playoff series, which is, that hasn't happened in years. So congrats to our friends at the Milwaukee Admirals as they move on. They beat Manitoba in game five here today. And then the other Milwaukee team, I don't know, man. 108-91, was it? Was that the final in game seven?
I think it was even worse.
I didn't watch.
That.
I was doing this, but
I want to say it was 101-89.
101-89. Yeah, it didn't look good. And you see the obvious.
Oh, sorry, even worse. 109-81.
109-81. Ooh, ouch. Okay, so two out of three ain't bad, but the one was a real bad. Brewers going at it. They're finally back home here. It seems like they've been gone for a month. It's been a week ago Friday that it was game one in Atlanta to start the nine-game road trip, and they survived. And that's the natural grind of a baseball season. As badly as they looked at times, they come back 4-5 and a 22-13 mark. Game one of a three-game set against the world champion Atlanta Braves. It starts tomorrow, 6:40 first pitch. After the last pitch, you make the switch. We'll be talking Brewers baseball tomorrow night. Who we got on the mound for both these teams?
The Braves, they send out young Ian Anderson. He is 3-1 with a 4.2 ERA. The Brewers send out fastball Freddy Peralta, 2-1 with a 4.4 ERA. Looks like he's finally turned a corner.
Yes.
Should be a good one.
Yeah, it should be. And he's starting to right the ship a little bit. Woody got it done a little bit today. You know, you're seeing some steps taken. Boy, he's having a little bit of a rough go this year. Much, much better at home. His next start, Brandon Woodruff's next start, will be next weekend at American Family Field. So that's a good thing. He's outstanding at home so far this year. So, All right, that's going to do it for us. I'll see you tomorrow night after the game as the Brewers and Braves go at it. For Evan Heffelfinger, my name is Tim Allen. Have a great night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And despite the outcome in one of these city teams, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back. Just smile now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.